And right now, it is time to go back out to Scotland. It's time for our Golf Business and Law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Joining us, as he does each and every week, is the sports professor, Rick Caro, the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. You can see him each and every week on both CNN and ESPN. And, of course, listen to him in this very time slot right here with us. Happy Sunday to you, Rick. Good morning. Good afternoon to you over there in the British Isles.
Little abbreviated version this morning. I'm at a course called Girvan, which is about 300 yards from the 18th hole at Turnberry. I'm on the 18th hole myself. I can actually hear the applause from the stands. It's marvelous. I know you're envious, but hopefully we'll play next week when I'm back. And I know Rudy's not even there. We've got Peter there, which is cool. So it's an amazing experience. There's not one drop of rain here, and all people want to do is talk about Tom Watson.
Are you actually playing the 18th hole as we speak, Rick?
I'm selecting a wedge. It's about 130 downwind, so I've got a pitching wedge in my hand. So I'm going to step up in about 5 minutes. I'm the fourth to tee off just so I can do the show.
Okay, beautiful. Now this is what I want you to do, Rick. Take the wedge, put it back in your bag, go take your 7-iron out, because you're in Scotland. In Scotland, we play the game on the ground.
Actually, you know as well as I do, the wind, as you can hear, is pretty dramatic. But I am downwind, so I'm not listening to you. I've had 5 days of club selection here, so I think I'm going to try to muddle by.
I've played with you, Rick. That's not going to work. You need to play it along the ground. On the ground.
Wow. Insults from 3,000 miles away, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Sunday to you.
The sports professor, Rick Caro, joining us live from Turnberry, Scotland, as he does each and every week. Not from Scotland every week, but he joins us each and every week for our Golf Business and Law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Of course, Peter is an attorney with McDonald Hopkins. Rick, what's the scene? You just mentioned everyone wants to talk about Tom Watson. He is beloved over there, and you know, he is an American, but it's almost like he is a Brit, the way they love him over there. Five-time British Open champion. It's got to be Tom Watson. I can't imagine what it would be like if he actually does win today.
Let me give you a stat really quick so you can have it. 68 of the guys in the field weren't born last time he won here in the Duel in the Sun in 77. He's won 68 events, 7 majors. The betting line was 1,001 off the charts, you know, when he started. And he is clearly Scott's favorite, English favorite, and everybody else's. And I can't wait to get over there. The ratings were down about 14% last year when Tiger wasn't in it. And Greg made his run. Tiger's not in it this time, and Greg is making his run. So it might be down 14%, I don't know, but it'll be a major, major exciting thing.
Well, I got to tell you, ABC's got to be grateful for one thing. Can you imagine if Tiger missed the cut and it wasn't Tom Watson on top of this leaderboard?
If it was Matthew Goggin and Ross Fisher?
Yeah, the TVs would all be off across America.
I think we just lost Rick Caro. So hoping he hits that tee shot pretty well there with the wedge and eschewing the 7-iron, Peter. Eschewing your advice to go with the wedge downwind. Do we have Rick? No, we lost him. So, all right. Well, thanks to Rick Caro, the sports professor, for joining us. An abbreviated edition of the Golf Business and Law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach.